All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Raises your fucking fingernail. It's a hand pass podcast. What a fucking shit show, dude.
From distinct kicking motion, distinct hand passing motion.
Wow.
How many times do we have to do this?
I'm surprised. Dude, I'm surprised. I mean, the Mangiapane goal is obviously a goal because even though he kicks it.
Oh, well, they had to review that for 20 fucking minutes, eh?
The other team has full possession before they put it in their own net. God, they were just hoping that they could prove that it wasn't the case, eh?
Oh, yeah. Anytime the Flames score a goal, that's my automatic response. It's like, well, what are they going to review this for?
Right? Like, that is my knee-jerk reaction. Legit. Yours too? Every time we score a goal? And they
every single time.
They just know to show the coach now. I'm looking at the iPad.
apparently, you can call a timeout now, too.
Take your fucking time. What? Do you want to go down to 7-Eleven, grab a big ball?
Why don't they grab a key of Tom's extra large pepperoni pizza, too? Eh?
Yeah. Can you get him a malt while he's watching the fucking
shout
out
down? Give him something to watch while he's entertained.
Throw some popcorn over the glass.
Some
feed the guy.
Jalapeno poppers.
He's obviously hungry. Feed him.
You know, what do you think he's got behind the bench there, eh? The snack on. He's got something.
You know, he's snacking something in there.
Yeah, it's show. Like, he's got to, what do you think his snack of choice is? He's got to be something discreet, obviously.
Something disgusting, obviously.
Well, I'm sure.
Just a greasy hamburger back there. Good play, guys.
Where's the Arby's? Feels like an Arby's night.
Feels like 5 pounds of meat in a bun. Night.
Is that Arby's still down by the dome? I don't know.
Dude, I had Arby's once as a kid. And it was so grossed out.
Oh my God. I'd
never do it again. I couldn't. I tried it once. I was like,
yeah, I've never had it. I can tell by the just look of it. I never wanted to ingest that.
Never wanted to try and consume it, eh?
Ugh.
Just stay clear.
Yeah.
Holy shit. What a gong show, dude. And look, we debated waiting to the Oilers game to record this, but There's way too much fucking to talk about with the Leafs game last night. And I think, quite frankly, I'm just trying to avoid the Oilers game, aren't you? Are they ever going to lose ever again?
Well, here's the thing. Like, I'm trying to get psyched up for it. Like, it's Hockey Day in Canada. It's cool. Like, that. Not cool. Like, everyone's like, oh, I hope the Oilers win so the Flames can be the ones to break their streak. And I'm sitting here being like, yeah, I think I know how this ends.
I don't think this is going to We just got Austin Matthewed.
Yeah.
I think we know how this one's going to end.
We just got Connor McDavid. Yeah, we just got the Matthews circle jerk on TV. We just have to sit through that. Now we have to sit through the McDavid 58 million wins in a row.
Hey, at least you probably got to watch the Sportsnet. Oh, maybe it was worse. I had to watch the TSN stream.
TSN's definitely way worse on the Leafs. Yeah,
for Mike sure. Johnson. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Does he want to suck off Matthews or, like, it's ridiculous, dude.
It's insane.
I think he might actually.
Oh, they absolutely do. Matthews looks like he would, like, return the favor from anybody who asked, to be honest, with that mustache and hairdo.
I think Mike Johnson might have a Matthews blow-up doll up there in the booth. Just in between commercials. Like, fuck. Give it a rest. I could not believe when they did that whole hand pass review shit. Johnson and Gordon Miller, like, must be checking for the offside here. And they had no fucking clue. And then when they announced that they're reviewing it for hand pass, oh, yeah.
Look at that. Would you walk off? Be a son of a bitch.
Mike Johnson was convinced. Yes, 100% that's a hand pass. How the fuck is that a hand pass? When did this rule fucking come about?
Yeah, I like, this is my favorite thing, eh? Like, all these things that just, like, happen to be rules that, like, 99% of hockey fans like, what the fuck? That's,
dude, what game was this? What game was this earlier in the year? There's a clearing attempt, a rim attempt. Backlund puts his hand up in the air to try. It hits his hand.
Yeah.
In what fucking point world? Like, how is that a hand pass?
Listen, it hits
him. He did not pass it to shit.
It doesn't even, like, it's arguable that it hits his hand. There wasn't conclusive evidence even to overturn it. That's the thing that drives me fucking nuts is that, hey, let's stop the game for this thing that somebody noticed during a timeout, which I think is illegal. And we're going to spend like 35 minutes breaking this down frame by frame. We still can't really tell. Like, what the fuck is that? What happened to the rule being like, it has to be conclusive proof to overturn too? Fuck. What kind of league is this?
Dude, it blows my mind that that is not allowed. That gets called back. On what premise? On what grounds? I don't understand it. I get it if you pull Philippe Forsberg and literally throw
the puck that's allowed now.
With your palm
that's
to
fine.
The front of the net. I get that. You throw it like a tennis ball to the front of the net. You can do that and get away with it.
That's fine.
But
what are you talking about?
The puck raises the outside of your fucking finger as it's being cleared. A clearing attempt goes off your fucking fingernail. It's a hand fucking pass.
Yeah.
What are we watching? What is this? Is this the NHL? Am
it's
I
fucking
living
Mickey Mouse League?
I feel like I'm in a fucking dream.
Can you imagine this happening? Listen, like, I don't follow other sports very closely, but based on my peripheral knowledge of other sports leagues, like, the Mickey Mouse shit doesn't happen that often in the NFL or the NBA. Can you imagine this sort of thing happening in an NFL game where it's just, like, a clear, absolutely insane call every night? Like, every night against every team, just these moronic, unbelievably unclear rule. See, that's the thing that boggles my mind. Not only is it a bullshit call on the ice, it's a bullshit. The rule is absurd.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to the rule. Like, here's the rule on hand passing for what happened to Coleman. Like, it's absolutely wild. So apparently a player shall be permitted to stop or bat a puck in the air with his open hand. So that's fine. But if in the opinion of the on-ice officials, he has directed the puck to a teammate, that's
give me
not
a
allowed.
Fucking
so,
break.
So
okay, so then that's
in
that's,
the opinion of the on-ice official, who didn't even fucking notice it, mind you, hey?
So are they deeming that he intentionally directed the puck towards Oshie?
They're deeming that he directed it to his teammate.
Wow. And there's Mike Johnson just sitting on
it. No, it's fine. Oh, where's Ben?
Just sitting on like
Gord Miller, you should be ashamed of yourself. You're from Sundry.
Fuck.
Get a hold of yourself. Stop being such an Ontario blowhard.
And they're sucking off Keefe after the call. Oh, my God. Dude, fucking Elliot, call.
Elliot was like freaking choking on whoever the video coach's dick this morning, eh? Oh, those guys. Those guys have won them a few games this year. Really good job. Great job. They do an excellent job. Yeah. Thanks. We get hosed.
Why? And if it's always, you notice how it's always late in the game when we were like behind one goal?
Yeah.
We get back in the game, like, fuck yes. Here we go. We're back in the. What the fuck is this? Review for what? Head pass.
It's like Bennett scores in the playoffs against the Ducks. It's like it's clearly over the line. Everyone's like, this is a goal. This is a goal. Ah, they're reviewing it. They're still reviewing it. It's not conclusive. Oh, good. Coleman scores to tie the game against the Oilers in an elimination game. Or go ahead. Go ahead, goal. Game 5. Go ahead, goal. We're all like, fuck yes, we're back in this. Here we come. This is the moment. This is the TSN turning point in this piece of shit. What? Kicked in? Wasn't fucking kicked? No goal. We're down to these losers. We're going to put together the first 5-game winning streak we've had in 2 years. Zeri, the guy who's been leading the charge all season. Great run. Wow. Oh, what a play. Score. Yes. Fuck yeah. What? Hand pass.
How? On what? I get, like, on what planet is that a hand pass?
I don't even give a shit if it's a hand pass. It's stupid. Dude,
it's not. It's
stupid. Yeah.
Sure. There's so many layers to this.
And
it's not even a hand pass. It's not an intentional direction to your teammate. The motherfucker is trying to bat down a clearing
attempt. He's trying to catch the puck.
He's trying to bat down a clearing attempt to gain possession.
Clear as day. Okay, so let's break this down in sequence.
This is another one of those fucking Seinfeld spit things.
Exactly. It goes off.
It goes off his fingernail. Takes a 45-degree
spin in midair, mind you.
Right onto Osterley's stick.
That is one magic puck.
Although, I've seen a freeze frame today.
This is where I was going with this.
John fucking Tavares
has
the puck literally on his stick before it goes to Osterley. But gee, why didn't they review that for another fucking 20 minutes? Maybe they would have found that, eh?
No, they didn't have that angle. And that's the other thing. That's the other thing I always love about these reviews is like, we don't have a good... How in the shit do you not have a good... It's 2024. We have pictures of, like, Jupiter. We can look at freaking individual pieces of sand in every moon of Saturn.
From space.
But you can't... Anytime there's a goal for the Flames, they score it or something controversial is happening. Well, we don't have a good angle of it. There's 20 fucking thousand people in the building. There's 9 million cameras. Why is this always the JFK assassination whenever there's a goal review? Oh, we don't have a good angle of it. Oh, we don't know.
That's the least, yeah. Definitely no goal then.
Fuck. I saw that. That was my first thought. They show that one angle where it is, if it doesn't touch Tavares first, it's close enough to not be conclusive.
Dude, if that's not conclusive, then it's not conclusive. And it's his fucking finger.
That's the argument all the losers use about that Forsberg goal that was called against us earlier this year, where Forsberg closes his hand on the puck, throws it in front of the net, with no call, but then, oh, well, the Flames guy touched it first. Well, you can't close your hand on the puck.
Okay, so
checked.
Technically, then, if you wanted to, you could throw the puck from behind the net off the goalie, back of the goalie's back or head into the net. It would count.
By these standards, yes.
That would count, but yeah, and this goal last night gets called back.
This is where you get it.
Grazes his fucking fingernail on a clearing attempt.
This is where you get into how ridiculous this shit is, right? And why it's not in the spirit of the game. And why this whole video review nonsense has got so ridiculously out of hand.
Honestly, dude, I think reviews have to be done in real time, which means the refs don't get slow-mo. We don't get frame by frame. Watch it in real time. If you can't fucking tell, then who gives a fuck?
It's hockey, right? Like,
if you can't tell, no one fucking tell.
This is my thing with the offside. If it's like 2 millimeters offside, it's not offside.
If you have to slow down freeze by frame to see that, oh, yeah, look at that stick. He pushes the goalie right there.
Yeah.
Dude, that's like a nanosecond, the frame you're looking at. You can't tell how much a person's force is being pushed. Like, you can't tell. It just skews everything. Watch it in real time. If you can't fucking tell, and you should only have fucking 90 seconds max. These refs should go in there.
Yeah.
The clock starts. 90 seconds. View it in real time from all the angles they have. If you can't figure it out, it's inconclusive. Get on with it. Whatever the call on the ice was, stands. Who the fuck even brings this up? Not one fucking linesman or ref, anybody officiating the game.
It's some fucking nerd working for the Leafs up in the thing. Oh, they like got a little head pass there because they can't win a goddamn game without all the shenanigans. That's who it is. That's who's noticing. They're paying some dork to notice shit like this.
Not one human being in the entire building or watching on the fucking broadcast was like, ooh, was that legal? This could come back. This might get reviewed. You're right. Is one fucking dork sitting up there combing every single freaking play for God knows what? It's like the fucking tweet, whatever it was. Remember we had like 3 goals called back that one game? Or 3 goals reviewed?
Which game?
Reviewing it. Whatever.
It's every game.
The final game they couldn't even call it back. It was like, okay, this is the new standard. Every single goal with the Calgary Flames is going to get fine-tuned combed. Was there a play 5 minutes beforehand that was semi-illegal? Let's review that.
It's not even a joke. It's not even sports at this point anymore, right? It's like you're playing a... Yeah.
It's a joke, dude. It's
a joke. Like, it's kind of like signs... To me, doing this kind of shit and pulling like, oh, we're going to have a... We have a video coach upstairs reviewing this while we're going to... This is like sign stealing in baseball. We're getting to the point where there needs to be serious rules over this video shit. And it's all because, like, what? Because this is the other thing that drives me berserk. Is like the NHL is so stupid. Oh, we want to increase scoring. We want to make the game more exciting. And then they put all these dumb rules in to decrease scoring and make the game the most boring fucking... I'd rather be watching Jeopardy than watching this shit.
Slow it down. Slow the game down.
Hey, you know how this awesome game, this barn burner of a game we've got going right now, crowds into it? 4-4 tie. Let's fuck it up. Let's make it suck all the air out of the building, all the excitement out to watch this minuscule frame by frame thing that might have happened. Let's call that back too.
But on what basis is my point?
On how no
is that
basis.
How is that a fucking hand pass? It's not.
So if it hit, if that hit his arm, it's fine.
Yeah. If it hit, where's the demarcation? Is it the line at the top of the wrist?
Oh, you know what they're going to have to do? They're going to have to break it down by hand anatomy now.
Hand anatomy.
And then they're going to have to look at every frame by frame and see where it hit on the hand.
The top knuckle is in play, folks.
Yep.
It clearly hits the top knuckle. It's a hand pass. Dude, how are you passing with the back of your hand is my point. Did it not hit the back of his fucking fingers?
He tries to grab it. He tries to knock it down. That's what he did.
I think that's a hell of a play. How is that illegal? I don't get when this came into effect. Like, I played hockey my entire life and watching hockey. Now all of a sudden you can't touch your hand whatsoever.
It can't hit your hand. What if it hit his glove?
That's what happened.
Exactly. That's what happened. It's insane. It's absolutely batshit crazy. It's batshit insane, man.
Dude, none of it makes any sense. None of it. And then the Leafs get a call, timeout.
And nobody says jack shit about that. And I'm pretty sure, didn't somebody confirm today that that's like an illegal use? Like, you can't do that?
I'm pretty sure the league would not want that to be a thing.
Well, who's going to, people are going to start doing it now. Yeah, I think the official NHL ruling says you cannot use a coach's challenge during a timeout.
Yes, I believe I saw that last night circulating as well.
Oh,
so of course that was allowed.
Oh, okay. Wow, it's against the Flames? Then, wow, it's allowed.
Nope.
Sure. Dude, Daryl called this Toronto official bias last year and it was awesome. Boy, was he right. Just, it's Toronto. You know what goes on here.
That's all I'll say. About my days in Chicago, you know, when you roll into Toronto, you know, the officiating is going to be like, that's all I'll say.
Chalk under another thing Daryl said is right about.
Fucking horse shit, dude. Like you said, what a way to fucking ruin otherwise great game. If you're a spectator of that game last night, even if you're like neutral, would you not want to see go 4-4 and see that game continue to roll on?
Nah.
Nah, I like the 10 minutes wait period after a timeout was already called, and then some get called back on some fucking bullshit fucking
great thing. Entertainment. Imagine that's like you're like watching that game. It's like somebody's just like, oh, this is a hockey game, and you're like watching.
I just like to see goals scored that don't count. I'm all for
20
that.
Minutes of review. Ugh. Imagine, fuck, it's so bad.
Imagine trying to explain that to
a new hockey fan.
I don't even understand it.
I don't either.
Been watching hockey my whole life.
Understand it because everyone's fucking incompetent, and the rules are insane in the NHL, and they're not clear, and like.
Look, the closest thing you that hand pass rule is the kicking motion, is it not?
Yeah, it's because it's up to interpretation.
But here's the thing with the kicking motion. It has to be distinct.
It does.
Otherwise you're allowed to otherwise you're allowed to score with your skate.
Unless you're Blake Coleman against the Oilers. Unless here's where all these rules have just like asterisks and or handicap. It has to be the Flames. They don't apply to the Flames or the Oilers or the Leafs. They apply to the Flames in the negative and the Oilers and Leafs in the positive. Otherwise, if you
accidentally score with your skate,
yeah,
without kicking it, it counts. So if you accidentally deflect a puck and it goes to your teammate because you're trying to knock down a clearing attempt. Well, apparently that isn't the rule. It has to be a controlled deflection. What'd you say?
Here's the exact wording. A player shall be permitted to stop or bat a puck in the air with his open hand.
That's what happened.
And the play shall not be stopped unless, in the opinion of the on-ice officials, he has directed the puck to a teammate or has allowed his team to gain an advantage and subsequently possession and control of the puck is obtained by a player of the offending team, either directly or deflected off any player or official. It's insane.
Dude, how?
Hand pass. I can tell. Every hockey fan in the world can tell you what a hand pass is and what a hand pass isn't. That wasn't a hand pass.
Yes. Exactly.
It's like the puck over glass rule. Like, remember when they used to like do that by discretion? You can tell when somebody's flipping it over on purpose.
Right.
You can tell what a hand, and this is even more clear. I know what a hand pass is. That's not a hand pass.
No, that's the Jerry Seinfeld magic loogie. You can't. You couldn't hand pass. The way he did on purpose.
Can you imagine hand passing? That was a hard ass clearing attempt. That's probably a 50-mile-an-hour clear.
Right. Okay. Here, this guy's about to clear it. Oh, it's in the air.
I see Losterly back there. I'm just gonna point this back to him.
What's the best way to deflect this right onto his tape?
Anybody who says that is within the rule is according to the rule book or is a Leafs homer and should move to Ontario, get the fuck out of Alberta and never come back.
Or just an Oilers troll. So there's a few of those too.
Yeah, I'm sure. They're always around. You'll just be like having a casual conversation. It's like Leafs fans and Flames fans arguing over a hand pass. Oilers fan will just pop in out of nowhere.
Five cups. Just pop in and tell you we have five cups.
Yeah. Back to my mom's basement.
Gulp. Back to my sweatpants I've been wearing for 2 weeks.
Any Cheetos in this place?
Mom!
Mom, the meatloaf! I want it now!
That first period of domination over the Leafs.
That was awesome.
I'm sitting there, because look, we come on here and record. I know you're laughing because they go on a 4-game heater after we record the last one. But I said to you last night, man, I'm like, okay, well, whatever. They won four games and they're going to lose fucking three or four. Sure enough to lose last night.
Well, if you look who those on the Chicago's coming up, we can't beat them. Here's so, the thing. Like, don't let Don Maloney on TV. We were all pissed. We were like, it just, if you keep him away from anybody other than Conroy, shouldn't be talking. Because that's what makes everybody upset. It's like, you just lost to Chicago and you got this goof blabbing on about nonsense. That's what sends everyone into a spiral.
Right? Where is Conroy?
I don't know. I want, like, he is the face of the team and he's a good talker. He's the only one I want to ever hear talk on the state of the Flames. I don't want to hear these old goofy dorks who are all wrinkled up and just like hanging out in Arizona. Conroy is the only guy I want to hear from.
Spray tan. Don't only look spray tanned.
Freaking too much spray tans going to his brain.
He's like borderline orange looking like Trump.
Maloney. Middle of winter. She's like a carrot.
Maloney. We know that's not real.
That's all is natural.
It, is it spray?
Looks
is pretty spray on. So you're dominating the Leafs first period up 2-0. I think I texted you. I'm like, fuck, they're playing well. You win four straight. That the comeback, the third period comeback against Arizona, the game before. You're down two goals in the third period. Come back. No big deal. Coleman, Kadri, Sharon Govich in overtime.
Fucking me.
Dude. I'm trying to recall crack my brain for the last time I saw such a beautiful snipe. That was insane.
I didn't even know it was in the net.
And the angles of that replay. I think it's the nicest goal I've seen.
Yeah, that was
since Ovechkin scored on his back.
Johnny had a few nice like top corner snipes. They're usually kind of on breakaways. I've never seen somebody just whip that puck in. And the thing was too, in the overtime, nobody would give him the puck, and he finally just grabbed it and just quote Craig Conroy, he fucking put that thing in there.
I like how his release, he does the quick toe drag snap to do the quick release, and he gets it underneath the guy's stick. He just shoots underneath the stick. Like, I was watching the game at my parents' place, and my dad's like, it looks like it goes off his stick. I'm like, no. He gets it off underneath. Yeah. He shoots underneath the stick.
Yeah, I thought it maybe it hit a stick too, but then you watched the replay.
It goes underneath. It wouldn't ricochet up. That was just a ridiculous fucking shot.
He's got that kind of Jason Robertson shot, eh?
That's right. That's what I've been saying.
Yeah.
So, you know, you take that win. You beat Vegas. You explode in the first period in Arizona. Fuck, was that a fun game to watch?
Dads are there. Vibes are good. Score four in the first.
Dads are there. Fans are traveling to the game.
It was beautiful out in Arizona while it was minus 52 here.
It was just good vibe hockey. The rink had a great vibe. You could hear the sea of red chant during the anthem. You could hear the stadium was electric. Lots of Flames fans in attendance. Oh, fuck, that would have been a fun game to go to.
Yeah.
Four games in the first period.
It would have been a perfect time because it was like so goddamn cold out here. Polar vortex.
Yeah, that's fucking how you like living in Antarctica.
Yeah, it's great.
Real nice, eh?
Couldn't go outside for 5 days.
Oh, really? What would happen? Your eyes would fucking get frozen shut?
Freeze to death in about 8 seconds. I went for a walk on like, the longest walk I went for was like maybe 5 minutes. I swear to God, like my nose still hurts. Great. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Best just not to go outside.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you know that solar heating, eh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways.
Beautiful.
Anyways. The Ottawa game for that. Down 3-2 going to the third. Four goals in the third?
Yeah, they're down 3-2. Win that 6-3.
Huberto's looking better. I don't know, man. Like,
dude, he looked really good yet last night. He's making some he looks normal. Like in that Arizona game when Sirigovic had the hat trick, two fantastic assists.
That third period of the second Arizona game at home, the second of the two, and then the first period of Toronto, I haven't been cheering like that for goals since early last season. Like, I don't know what's happening. Are they pulling me back in just when I think
That's what they always do. That's what they always do.
But where are you at first period against the Leafs when we're clearly dominating? You're just holy fuck, are we playing good? Fuck, do we look good?
I was
Does this team have what it takes? Could we do it?
I wasn't thinking that. I was solely – there was no Brad, not much Brad talk last night. I guess he wasn't there.
Coward. Where was he?
I don't know. He's probably at Boston Pizza and Airdrie chowing down. He was probably out scouting some trades he's got to make for some sixth and seventh defensemen. But I was just focused in like beat these losers, beat Brad mindset. That's what I was enjoying. I wasn't really thinking outside of that. But I don't know. If you look at the last handful of games, like I think it's been exciting and fun to watch. I think my takeaway has been they're winning games because of goaltending and heart, which is fun, you know, but I mean, they're still kind of getting outchanced and outplayed 5-on-5 a lot of these nights. So it's not like they're winning in a sustainable way, I wouldn't say. So that's always like keeping me like, I still don't think this team is going to make the playoffs or anything. But it's.
Well,
if you subtract Don Maloney's absurd rant, I'd be feeling a little bit better about this team as a whole. You know,
since we last talked, you've basically caught up in front of everybody, or caught up to everybody in front of you. So you're 3 points out of a wild card spot, even though LA has 3 games in hand and they're 3 points ahead of you. Nashville's put the same amount of games. They are 4 points ahead of you.
Yeah.
This team, from what I've seen lately, they could catch Nashville. I don't see why the fuck not.
I think if you've got Markstrom playing the way Markstrom's playing, you could catch them.
And you have these guys scoring these goals at these paces.
Yeah.
Like Sirigovic and Coleman, they're like scoring like 2 goals a night now.
Every other game, every other shift, it seems they're scoring. Both on pace for 30. Over 30.
Yeah. Both on pace for, 38. Up close to 40, pushing 40. Huberto looks like he's belongs in the NHL, which is a good sign.
Well, it is.
Big step up from where it was.
Huge step up from, like, you should just, like, retire today.
Like, could you imagine if Mangiapane got going? The way we've seen him score goals in the past?
Get on a nice little streak.
Macklin's hitting the net on breakaways now?
What's going on?
He hits the post yesterday. I guess that was the TSN turning point, or maybe it was the fucking 10-minute review hand pass. But
yeah, we'll go with that.
So you're in the wild hard card race. You're in the hunt. Simultaneously, how many points back of
last?
I guess they're 21st overall. Well,
yeah, the 21st overall. If you're looking at based on wins percentage, so you kind of like, you know, equal out the games played. They're ninth in the West, which is, you know, by typical playoff standards, you're still close in the league. I think they're like 21st in points percentage as well.
Why don't they just go on a 12 game winning streak like the Oilers?
Yeah, just win 15 in a row.
Why don't they just win out like the Oilers are going to do?
If you look at the Flames stats over the last, yeah, I can't even. I don't know if you've been watching them. I haven't watched a.
I can't.
I'm going to throw up just talking about it. I'm going to throw up.
Can't believe I have to look at these fucking
idiots
tomorrow.
I hate them. I can't. I don't even. Fuck. I hate watching them so much. We have to beat them tomorrow.
Well, at this point, they're bound to lose to somebody. Why couldn't it be us?
Are they?
Dude, you can't win forever. You got to lose one. Of course, it won't be us, though.
never us.
Who do they play after us? Chicago? That's probably it's who's going to beat them. You're a shit can. What's the goal differential going to be? Six.
Oh, yeah. We'll lose like 7-1. They play Columbus the next game. So, yeah, that'll be the loss. They go Columbus, Chicago. Yeah.
What'll happen?
Nice.
Because we've seen this about 1,000 times already. The Flames will come out in the first period ready to go. We'll be up, what, 3 goals? Rolling to the second. They'll get like 2 power plays, 3-2.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll maybe score 1 goal in the third. They'll be down 4-2 in the third period. We'll probably lose like, what, 6-4?
I did watch some of the Montreal Oilers game. Tie game. Who do you think gets power play final 2 minutes of the game? The Oilers spent the last 2 minutes of regulation. And what do you think on a power play? What do you think happens? What do you think the first call is in overtime? Oh, power play for the Oilers. Go fuck yourselves. How about that?
It's a good idea. I'd watch that. Actually, no, I wouldn't.
Vegas needs to get it together here.
Holy fuck.
Injury-wise, all together, because the Oilers, this is not good. And if I'm Craig Conroy, I'm trading everyone to Vegas.
And Colorado and Vancouver.
This is not good. Anyways, I just wanted to go over the Flames stats, got them underlying numbers over the last 10 games. Because like I said, like it's been fun to – I will watch this. Here's the thing. I will watch this if they're committed to bringing in young players, which seems like they are, and kind of rebuilding and still trading these UFAs over them playing like how fun have the last 10 games? The vibe's been great ever since that shitty Chicago debacle.
It's awesome. I'm cheering again.
Yeah. Last night I was like – I cheer, like, I was watching with my parents, and sometimes my dad gets, like, scared at how, like, mad I get about stuff, because I, like, get up, I'm, like, screaming and, like, really mad. I'm, like, everyone from Ontario, I fucking hate everyone. Oh, I hate these losers, and, you know? So when I'm like that, it's a good sign, because it means I'm invested in the game.
Better than, huh? Better than, you go, fuck it.
Okay. Yeah, you know, Don Maloney. Oh, what a nightmare.
Yeah, fuck
it. So I like
who's in the Huberto?
I like it when I like the Flames. I don't like it when Huberto gets the puck and I go, fuck, Huberto. What a loser. I like it when he gets the puck and I go, wow, nice play. Or Sharon Govich absolutely rips it. Boy, that I don't know which goal is nicer, actually, that the OT goal against Arizona or the first goal he scored shorthanded in Arizona.
Sick too.
Dude, that was insane. That backhand toe drag goal he scored. Holy cow.
Him and Coleman are on a fucking tear.
Holy cow.
What was the thing you posted? They're both top five for goals.
Top five in goals. I think, yeah, top five in goals for the month. I think you're still like fourth in goals this month. Here's a crazy stat. Blake Coleman leads the league in third period goals.
Top five goals so far this month. This was yesterday. Elias Pettersson and Sam Reinhart tied with 10th. 10. Matthew Tkachuk has 7. Blake Coleman also has 7. And Igor also has 7, which I think
believe
now.
Igor would have 8 now.
And same with Coleman. Did Coleman not score again last night?
No, Coleman didn't score last night.
So the Igor would be third.
Another game for Igor! We know hockey games move fast. But with the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 1+. Age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved.
Goals scored by players with new teams this season.
Yeah.
Igor Sharangovich, 19. Number one. Number two is Ryan O'Reilly, 17. Alex Obrinkit, 17. Tyler Toffoli, 16. Matthew Shane, 14.
I would never have thought that in the summer when we made that trade. That's pretty that's pretty phenomenal.
What I've seen this kid do, I'm sold, man. He's a goal scorer.
He's got the best shot I can think of. Like I was like, okay, maybe Camilleri is a guy who used to be able to score kind of like that. It's like he's got the best outside shot I've seen from anybody on this team forever.
Since Monahan.
Like
best guy, shot since Monahan.
Yeah,
and Monahan's just pure sniping ability. He has that. He's like seriously, Jason Robinson, man. Because Coleman, he's just greasy.
Coleman's greasy. Like, and he's always been like, if you look.
I love his goals.
His goals are great. And those are the kind of goals he was scoring in New Jersey and Tampa. And still here, he's finishing a lot more here. Like, that's just more kind of like bounces finally going his way. I think if you look at his expected goals versus goals, his 3 years in Calgary, like, he's been really unlucky the first 2 years he was here. But he's always scored those greasy goals.
Yeah.
But, dude, Sharangovich, like, man, like all three of those goals against Arizona is hat trick game. We're just like snipe city. Like obviously the first goal, the shorthanded one where I've never seen anybody dangle a goalie like that off a rush, off like a one-on-one. That was insane. He had a frick, man. He faked the whole crowd out with that fake shot to the backhand. That was insane. That was so sweet. Nuts. He gets that 2-on-1 with Huberdeau. He freaking absolutely lasers that far corner. And then he gets that sweet power play pass from Lindholm, absolutely buries that. Like, every goal this guy scores is just nasty.
Let's do our, seems like it's a episodal quiz. I'll put a caveat into it. If these guys keep playing like this, and there's the other thing that I've noticed. The speed of play. The pace. I know Daryl was stressing it. But this is a pace I haven't seen since Peters was coaching. Yeah.
I think the guys are fast. Having faster guys helps for sure compared to last year, where it's a lot of lumbering oafs.
Yes. And over time, then the whole speed of your team adjusts, right? Because you're practicing with these guys and you're playing with these guys, and now the slower guys have to keep up, and right. But holy fuck, like I tune into that Arizona game, I'm just like, holy fuck, this is like, it's back and forth, it's up and down, and you're just like, fuck, this is like, this pace is exciting to watch. They start the first period against the Leafs like that, you're just like, fuck, man, like I could. You're right. Winning or losing the games is not necessarily the be-all, end-all right now. Like, this is the product they have on the ice currently is entertaining. You got guys, these young guys, making a name for themselves, coming out of nowhere. That's entertaining. You have a decently rounded roster. Right, you have guys that have been there for a while. You got guys like Anderson and Mackenzie Weegar and
Gaudry.
You have guys that can show up and take games over at certain moments. And you know, you saw that from Anderson. Was it Ottawa?
Yeah, he makes a great play.
Yeah.
Or no, he in the no, Arizona he sets
yeah,
up.
He made that pass to Coleman.
Yeah.
Right. There's some good hockey players on this team. And when they're playing well, and the team as a whole is playing well, it's a decent fucking product to watch. So I don't know, man. We'll see. Like,
it just reminds me of that when George is like trying to get that job, and he's like, "If you condense all my life's accomplishments down into 1 week, it looks decent."
Exactly. No, that's it. But they're playing a stretch of hockey right now. Man, if they could have won that game last night.
Well, they deserved to win that game last night.
Yes, they. You know what? They deserved to win just for that fucking call.
Yeah. And because of the Leafs and all those absolute losers in the Saddle Dome.
Those wannabes.
Here's the thing. Like, I think more than anything, the fact they're playing, it's entertaining, like you said, number one. I don't care if they're playing poor hockey defensively or, like, I mean, they're not. They're playing bad hockey defensively, and 5-on-5, they're kind of all over the place, but it's exciting to watch. They're playing with some goddamn heart, which is nice to see, you know? I think that's been the biggest difference.
So my question to you is?
And then they play Chicago and shit the bed.
Two-part question. If they continue doing what they're doing and the guys making a name for themselves continue to make those names, and let's say they get slightly better as the season goes on, Markstrom keeps playing well, do they catch Nashville?
I think if Markstrom comes back and keeps playing this way, for sure, like, because how many you see this every year. A team makes the playoffs or goes on a run because a goalie's hot. It happens every year. Like, I remember that year. The year we won 10 games in a row under Gallatin was like, Brian Elliott just, like, played out of his mind for, like, 10 games. And we made the playoffs because of that run, that stretch. Not that we're going to win 10 in a row, but Markstrom is, I think, I don't know who's watching. Everyone's like, I keep seeing these Vezina Trophy, like, Markstrom has, to me, been a top three goalie in the league, and I don't even think it's close. You look at all his underlying numbers, by pretty much every single model available to the public, he's number one by some of them, top five at least in all of them, and a goal saved above expected. The Flames have been a mess defensively this year, and he's faced some of the most high danger chances, especially on the shorthanded. I think he has like the third highest shorthanded save percentage. He has top five high danger save percentage. It's been phenomenal. It's been great. If he keeps
he's way up there for expected saves, right?
Yeah, like number one by Evolving Hockey's model. I think he was like number five by Money Puck's model. I know Jay Fresh had him number one last week. I can tell you from Clearside Analytics, which is a private company, they don't release their data, but I've heard Kevin Woodley on Fan 960 talk about how Markstrom is top three by their model as well. He's been fucking great. He's been so good. So if you kind of play like that and are playing these games where you're finding ways to win and you're playing with some heart, yeah, you could catch them. This is reminding me of the 2014-2015 season in a sense, where that Flames team had no business making the playoffs because all they did, like, right, like, all their underlying numbers were terrible. They weren't a very good 5-on-5 hockey team, but they just kept staying in these games and coming back, and they had Johnny Gaudreau. And you don't have a Gaudreau this year, but you have some young guys who are, you know.
Sharagovich and Zari and Goddard's playing well.
Pospisil, and you have a better roster than that team. You don't have the superstar kid anymore, but you've got some good kids and a better roster. So that team made the playoffs. I don't see why this team couldn't if Markstrom keeps playing like this. Like it's been Markstrom, pretty much, I think. Because even if these last 10 games, like, it's been fun to watch, and they're scoring a lot of goals. But I think I checked it earlier today. Like, over that 10-game stretch, I think they were still, like in terms of high danger chances, for and against, their percentage, I'm going to check it right now so I don't get it wrong. Over the last 10 games, obviously the Oilers are first. The Flames, 25th. So, like, if I all the 5-on-5 metrics, they've not been very good, even in their little heater here. Possession, 24th. Shots, 21st. Expected goals, 4 percentage. They are 26th over the last 10 games. So, it's not like they're playing sound hockey, but they're staying in these games. That's, I think, been the surprising thing to me is like, there hasn't been really been games. Have they been blown out this year? They're always in these games. And when you're always in these games and you have a guy like Markstrom playing the ways he's playing, and hell, even Vladar played great last night. When you have a goalie who's playing like that, you have a chance to win.
Well, they're actually in a good statistic category this year with the third period comebacks. Instead Don't they lead the league none, now? Yeah, instead of one zero. In your final 3 weeks of the season,
isn't hockey weird though, right? Like, we couldn't get a – not that we're – like, we still get shit on by – we still get the raw end of the deal with refereeing, but, like, you couldn't get a bounce last year. Like, no bounces ever went their way. Post. Set the freaking league record for posts hit in a year. Couldn't get a save. Playing this great hockey, missed the playoffs. Now it's like, we suck, but we have great goaltending, and it's insane.
Getting bounces.
Yeah.
What is the Markstrom injury currently, this one?
I don't know. Like, they say he might even be back tomorrow.
I saw that, too.
It seems just kind of maintenance. Maybe it's just from his previous, like, the finger thing.
Tweaked a muscle or some shit.
Yeah, like he played in that Vegas game where he was insane in the final period. He, like, you see him, he lost his glove or his blocker or whatever. Still trying to make saves.
Okay, so we're saying if. There's a lot of ifs around that.
Markstrom keeps playing like this, you can do it.
Okay, so then what happens to all these pending UFAs?
I don't think omitting them from your lineup is going to hurt you as much as you think.
Well, you have no choice. You have to omit them.
Exactly. And this is a false dilemma.
Hold the Nashville. Nashville unloaded their guys last season.
Well, and
they still made the playoffs, didn't
exactly.
they?
It's usually what happens is the opposite. And we've seen concrete proof of that this year. We talked about this last year, was like, oh, you think removing these guys and playing younger players is going to, like, sink you. And usually the opposite is true. You saw that with the Nashville last year. Hell, you've seen it this year. Like, as much as I'm probably the biggest Toffoli and Zadorov fan in the world, has it impacted them in the standings? Really? To lose those two guys?
No.
Okay. Where would you be if you, we're going to keep Toffoli around and maybe sign him. Where would you be if, even though biggest Toffoli fan in the world and critical of the trade for Sharangovich, how would you be feeling right now if, like, Igor was on, you didn't have Sharangovich and you had signed Toffoli for 6 years or kept him around? That'd be pretty fucking stupid. And you'd probably be in the same place. They haven't lost that much ground competitively, even deleting those two guys. I don't think you'd lose that much ground competitively losing Lindholm. Probably would. Right? Like, especially over, like, what, the last month of the season? So this isn't a dilemma they're in. Everybody keeps saying, like, oh, it's so hard. It is not hard. It's really easy, actually.
Man, I've been really enjoying watching Paul Espiso play.
He's exactly what this team lacks.
Fuck.
In every way.
He's such a shit, hey?
And he makes great plays. He made, like,
he's good at hockey. That fucking one-handed pass to Kadri.
Oh, yeah, and he made that in the Vegas game. He makes an unreal pass to Connor Zeri that somehow, like, Zeri made a great move, and it just, like, somehow stayed out of the net. But he's a good hockey player.
Good hockey player. Scrappy. He's such a shit, dude. Just a shit disturber.
He's exactly the kind of player you love in Calgary.
I love his tinted visor, dude.
Yeah.
You know the players love to hate him.
I can't wait to see what he's gonna be like in a couple years.
He's a fucking joy to watch. I haven't heard anything on his injury, have you?
Apparently it's gonna be a couple weeks. And I just saw that Coronado is not playing in the Wranglers game tonight, so I assume he'll be called up.
So possible Soul is gonna be pulled out, but they did call up Klapka, right?
Yeah, Klapka was called up, and I think Coronado will be called up. I'm assuming we'll see, and Dewar was waived and assigned to the Wranglers this week. So I'm assuming we'll see Klapko or Coronado tomorrow. Maybe Dewar both.
Cleared waivers. You were not concerned he was going to get picked up. I was.
No, I don't know. If you've watched, I don't think any team I don't know. He's kind of a weird one because, like, he looked like he was going to be a difference maker last year, but he hasn't
was fucking awesome last
even
year.
Looked anything like that this year. Not no, even close. Had... Not even a shift.
No, he's had no pop this year.
I think probably some of these, I think it's weird you're seeing Rozichka. Well, not weird. I have a theory. Like, the role guys on the team, like Rozichka, Dewar, Dubé, I think they miss Sutter for sure, even though Rozichka would probably not say that.
Yeah.
You know, something Daryl's good at is defining your role and trying to get the best out of your role. I think Dubé obviously really misses a guy like that.
Yeah, Dubé is really, he's really become a shadow of himself post-Daryl.
I wanted to just talk about the trading thing one more second.
Yep.
Because obviously we probably talk about Nashville as an example too much, but I was thinking of Nashville like as a franchise example because like all the dumb, I don't care what, I'm really getting sick of the like, oh, you can't rebuild. Why do they want to? I don't give a fuck what you want to call it. Rebuilding, whatever. You have to change the way you're doing things, and the Flames have to start getting some young elite talent into this pipeline. That's how they're going to get better. So if you don't want to call it a rebuild, I don't care. Whatever. That's what they have to do. Now, like, I mean, you look at Nashville as a franchise, and I know they haven't won a Stanley Cup, really, but you they're a smaller market team, you know, who probably, obviously, they're probably a more attractive market than Calgary, but I imagine they kind of have the same kind of small market struggles. You look at them over the last, like, 15 years. They've made the playoffs every single year other than like three times. They have a Stanley Cup Finals appearance in there. They've advanced past the first round like five times. And last trade deadline, they like reset their franchise with just one trade deadline. They trade Granlund, Niederreiter, Janot, Matisse Ekholm for a grand total of two first-round picks, three second-round picks, one third-round pick, two fourth round picks, a fifth round pick, Cal Foote and Reed Schaefer. That's at one trade deadline. And they finished a single point behind the Flames last year. And they're now ahead of the Flames for the wildcard spot. So where do you want to be next year if you're the Flames? Do you want to keep spinning your tires? And this is maybe one of my small concerns with like how well Sharon Govich is doing right now. I was just thinking about this today is like, I'm kind of worried like this is going to give them more basis to be like trying to make trades that are like, oh, let's trade Lindholm for like a younger Lindholm, you know, like a guy who's 23, 24, 25, 26, or, you know, try to make less futures based trades. The Flames still need to be focused on getting elite talent into this pipeline of kids. That's what they're lacking. That's what good teams always have.
You know, unless that was a serious scouting fucking gem right there.
Yeah.
Honing in on Sharon Govich. If he could repeat himself, because I think this guy's legit, dude. I've seen enough at this point of his goal scoring talent. The guy can score goals. And if you can score goals in this league, then you're already in your own class.
I just don't want them to get caught up because, like, this is kind of another thing that, like this happened, I think, maybe a bit different situation. But, like, I don't want them to think it's as easy to, like, kind of to get this thing back on the right track as they might think it is. Because it's like, I remember when they make the playoffs that year, the Find a Way Flames year, it was kind of like, oh, fuck, rebuild's over. Oh, that was short. And Brad's out trading firsts already. Like, we're in year two of a rebuild. And he's trading, like, our first-round pick and our second-round pick and our second-round pick the next year. He traded, like, two firsts and 4 seconds within a two-and-a-half-year span. It was insane. And that's kind of a game the Flames have got caught up in before, which is like, okay, we're trying to expedite. If they just took the time and did the work to do it instead of spending so much time being worried about not rebuilding, they'd probably come out ahead a lot faster. So,
yeah, but just for argument's sake, if they were able to replace Lindholm with a younger Lindholm and the guy started popping off like Sharon Govich is next season,
you better be solid on your scouts.
Let's say Andy Huberdeau will fucking show some signs of resemblance of a resurgence. This team's in the playoffs right now.
Huberdeau, man, if he hadn't disappeared for the whole month of December, we might be in the playoffs right now.
Well, and here's the other thing, just for argument's sake. When Johnny leaves and Chucky leaves and Brad replaces them with Huberto, Uyghur, and Kadri, we're stoked. Everybody's stoked. And half the fucking NHL analyst, whatever the fuck you call it, population.
It was more than half.
Is picking the Calgary Flames to win the fucking Stanley Cup. And, dude, last season was so fucking weird. Like you said, I mean, we broke it down 1,000 times by now. Your top 10 in basically every team stat, in every metric. But you can't get a save. Couldn't get one. Huberto has, what do you get, 36 points?
He had 55 last year, which seems like a lot compared to what he's been on pace for lately.
Didn't do fuck all for you last season. Didn't put a stamp on one game. Was it a difference maker one game? Maybe one game out of 82. Everybody just hits posts. That's it. Never get a bounce. Dude, we should have been in the playoffs last season. We should have been in the playoffs last season if Markstrom was fucking even half decent and Huberto was half decent. That would have been a season they could have built on coming into this season. So I don't know, man. I guess I'm just like struggling with this, like, who are we identity thing, because you're always who you've been lately. You know what I mean? And I know that when you're in the playoffs, you're always mid. That's our best synopsis of what this team is, just a mid team. But, you know, you rattle off all the team metrics this year. We're like bottom third in basically everything.
Yeah.
So it's not sustainable hockey, but they're making it interesting. They're making it entertaining. So I guess my point is, like, if they could continue to get good goaltending, and if Huberto fucking had a bit of a resurgence and they kept doing what they're doing, and let's say they get into the playoffs and then they do deal Lindholm and they, let's say they strike gold again and get another guy that starts popping off next season. Like, Wayne, what's the appetite for that? Not to say that, you know, what the probability of that is probably pretty low, but hockey's weird. And I'm just based on what I've been looking at the last fucking 4 or 5 games.
I saw John Tortorella. Dude, I love Torts, by the way. Even though he beat us.
I wonder why Philly's in a playoffs ball.
Yeah. Crazy, eh?
Just a big beanie though, probably, eh?
Too mean. Too mean. The guys don't like him.
Yeah, probably get fired next season.
Let me tell you something. If we had kept Daryl as coach, we'd be in the playoff spot right now. Absolutely.
100%.
Maybe some of we wouldn't have seen 20 rookies make their debut, but still be there. But he I think he put it, it was weird. He was talking about this today and they were like asking him, I don't know what they were just kind of asking about, like, oh, making trades and stuff. And he was like, you can't just fall in love, right? With kind of like an average team. And I think that's something the Flames, I think that was maybe one of Brad's biggest weaknesses. Always believing in the group, fell in love with an average team. That's what you just I hope Conroy knows is that, you know, what are you keeping together if you really want to keep most of this team together? And, you know, like the people who are still like, oh, you got to sign Lindholm. Like, you can't trade them if you're out of the playoffs. It's like, you can't keep it. They're an average team. They're going to have stretches like this where they play well and we are all like, the vibes are great. But remember last week when they lost to Chicago and you wanted to fucking trade every last and you wanted to kill everyone. Can't fall in love with an average team. If the Flames had come out this year and been like a dominant team in the Western Conference and are like sitting where the Winnipeg Jets or the Vancouver Canucks are sitting right now, okay, then maybe you have, we have a dilemma on our hands with Lindholm and Hanifin and Tanev. You don't have a dilemma on your hands right now.
If you're looking at the upcoming schedule, yes, you got fucking winners of 12 straight.
The biggest greasers on the planet Earth. And the ugliest captain of literally all sports, all-time sports.
Hey, you know what? I heard Connor say almost verbatim what we've been saying with the video, though. And I have to agree. We obviously agree with him. This was, I don't know, this was a couple weeks ago. And he was like, you can't slow shit down all the time. It's the first thing he said I agree with.
Well, he would know. He fucking plays at Mach 1.
I like how he says this being
he would know he's fucking part ref, part goal judge.
Exactly.
Right?
They should just have, why don't they just have Con? They should phone him last night. The goal review, Connor. What do you think of this?
He would have said, "Fuck, that's a stupid goal. It's a goal."
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he would have said, "What are you even reviewing
fucking
that for?
Stupid.
Are you fucking dumb? What goal? What sport are we playing here?" Is this ringette? No offense to anybody who likes ringette. Anyways, what else did he say? Is that it?
That was it.
I still hate his guts.
Yeah, me too.
Have we played them yet this season?
We played them in a shitty outdoor game that was an absolute debacle where we didn't up because who knows why.
That was his first game back after coming off injury.
Yeah, and he absolutely just, well, he was very good. He didn't absolutely destroy us like he usually does, but they still
destroyed
us.
Well, he'll absolutely destroy us tomorrow night, so don't you worry.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to see him. Austin Matthews had 4.3 goals against the... for some reason, I guess, you know what? I shouldn't say we don't miss Zadorov at all. I mean, we probably aren't higher or lower in the standings than when we'd be if he was on the team, but every time that third pairing steps out there, it's like, yikes. That's where you miss a guy like Zadorov.
Well, you were saying wasn't it matchups?
I don't know. It just seemed like a lot of the night, Matthews kept hopping over the boards and Osterley and DeSimone on the ice. He scored two against them for sure.
On home ice, he can't be losing the matchup.
Husko was too busy adjusting his sweater vest. I want to see him get mad. That's the other thing.
Saw him get. What game was that?
I know. I want to see him get mad more. The Philly game.
Right. The stupid fucking...
I don't like how much...
Sorry, penalty.
Other than possible, it's like we're a bunch of pussies out there, you know? Like, Zary gets cross-checked. And, like, I like how there's no suspension. I was thinking about this. Like, did you see this cross-check on Zary? The guy, like, nails him and then cross-checks him in the face. No suspension. No supplemental discipline. It was brutal.
Of course not. Are they playing Flames? Yeah, fuck.
But nobody does. Like, Osterley kind of comes up and drops, but nobody does anything. I just don't like it when we get pushed around, you know? And then we've got a math teacher as a head coach.
No, that was Jeff Ward.
Oh, yeah.
This is, what kind of teacher? He's a gym teacher, phys ed teacher.
Yeah.
let's not be a little hard on with this pickle yet.
I'm not being hard on him. I just wish he'd get a little bit more mad. He's too meek. I watched Torts the other day rip that guy, and I was like, man, I miss Daryl ripping people so much. I don't care if you hated Daryl. I missed one of my favorite hobbies has been taken away from me. It's like watching Daryl. That was like the first thing I do when I wake up. For 2 years, it's just like Daryl's media availability, awesome.
We spent a lot of time listening to Daryl.
Yeah. Anyways,
oh boy. Well, they're in the midst of a 6-game homestand before they have their
You got the All Star break coming up.
CBA mandated.
I think it's All Star, isn't it?
Is it All Star week? They got 1, 2, 3, 4.
All Star week's coming up here, beginning of February.
8. They got 9 days off, so I think they got their CBA. 5 days off meshed into it. Or does every team have 9 days off? That'd be stupid.
Yeah, must be their break in there. Remember last year when all the guys went, poor Lindholm's going to have to go to Toronto instead.
Well, you know what will happen? We'll probably win because it's the break. Probably go on a heater.
We'll get on a heater, yeah.
Yeah, win the next 4 games. Go take 9 days off and then just stink after.
Everybody get fat and out of shape in Mexico like they did last year.
God. Richie's just still thinking about Mexico. Eh? What's the latest on him?
Lucic?
Is he in jail? Just sitting in jail.
Oh, God. What a delight.
It used to be me.
It's crazy how little, like, how much of a relief it is. It's like, I don't know. It's like having a bad relationship that you've forgotten about, but every time you remember, you're like, oh, my God. I don't know what his deal is. Haven't heard in a long time.
He's definitely not playing hockey, is he? Just looking at the standings here. Boston's second. They're still good. Vancouver's good. First overall.
They lose Boston Bergeron. Second. They lose Krejci. They're just good, man.
Vancouver, Boston, Winnipeg, Colorado. Three out of the top four teams are in the West. I like that. Dallas, Vegas, anybody but Edmonton, dude. I guess the good thing is they're going on their fucking heater mid-season. Better than late in the season. Hey?
Well, you know what they did? They did this last year, didn't they? They kind of do this a lot. They go on these insane streaks. But it doesn't matter because you know as soon as there's like once the pressure's on in the playoffs and all the eyes are on their goaltending, if they don't fix it, like a couple bad goals.
They probably won't now. Kenny Holland's not going to
fit this team much now, right? It's like Brad's thing. Oh, we're playing great. Don't have to get anybody now. Don't have to get Mark Stone great. Now. We're being awesome. We're awesome.
Great.
So I think still that playoff pressure, you know, if once they get into it with a team like Colorado, if Skinner's in net, it's still, we'll see.
Seriously, when the fuck is McDavid going to get injured? Would you be down to take on another curse, another Ottinger curse?
To do what? Get him hurt?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the point? We're not going to win probably much anyways. It'd be worth it.
But the curse, the penalty of the curse might be hefty.
Like a 7-year, like isn't there some like, isn't that like a 7-year, like if you break a mirror, it's like 7 years, like this witchcraft curse stuff. It was like seven years of bad luck.
Yeah. Like that Ottinger curse.
Has that worn off yet?
I think it's off now. Markstrom's playing well. That was just a season long. That was it. That was the penalty of it.
I mean, we're still getting screwed by goal calls and stuff. I'm not so sure it's worn off yet.
True. Good point. I guess it's never good to manifest a curse, hey, by getting mixed up in the dark arts.
Yeah, don't dabble in the dark arts.
I can still hope he gets injured though, right?
Oh yeah.
I'm just not going to do any witchcraft.
Yeah.
Can I pray to God that he gets injured?
Yeah, I think that's okay.
Okay. I'll just keep doing that then.
Yeah.
Dear God, give us a break.
Just give us a break. It's like George. It's like, what does he say? Why must there always be a problem? You think just once I could get a break. That's what it's like being a Flames fan. It's like, it's funny. We were just talking about before we came on here. We were looking at the standings, and it's like, I remember that 2018, 2019 season, just like looking at, I'd look at the standings every day and just like stare at it. Because I,
first.
I think we were in first a lot. It was us in Tampa. We were the two best teams in the league. And I would just sit there. And, well, it might have been Boston was, or no, we were second in the league. I would just sit there and like look. That's the year Tampa set the record for wins in a season, too. It was like, they were first by a lot, but we were like second. And okay, I would just look at the standings every day and be like, holy fuck, I can't believe this. We're like the best team in the world. We're the best team in the West. I couldn't stop looking at it.
I remember Tampa came to town. I went to that game. Going toe-to-toe with Tampa. Was it 6-5 in overtime they win?
And this is what I mean. Can I just get a break? We're best team in the West. Win one playoff game, get absolutely curb stomped by the Avs.
Yeah, it was nice.
Well, fuck. Oh. You think once I could get a break?
What are the chances they beat the Oilers tomorrow? 1 in 10. 1 in 10.
If Markstrom's playing, I don't know, because they still have this dumb Markstrom shit. You know what? I'm curious to see who they start in net. This has been a talking point today. If you start Wolf, if you start Vladar, if Markstrom's not ready.
Throw Wolf in there. Fuck it.
That's my kind of theory, too, is like, you know what? As an organization, the Flames really need to have, I think this is part of the problem. And this is just kind of like a more cultural underlying problem. You want to talk about culture change? As an organization, the Flames need to have a much more fuck you Edmonton attitude, I think. I'm sick of all this like tiptoeing because I hear this a lot. Like, oh, you don't want to start Wolf tomorrow against the big bad Oilers. Fuck the Oilers.
Fuck those guys.
Oh, we don't want the Oilers to ruin his confidence. How about Wolf is going to fuck them up? That's the kind of attitude we need to have.
Right? We're going to beat you at our fucking AHL goalie, losers.
Exactly. That's what I want to see more of from the fan base, myself included, because I'm always scared shitless of the Oilers. But yeah, that's what I want to see. Wolf's theoretically going to be leading us against these guys for the next 10 years. Let's go. Bring it on.
He doesn't give a fuck.
Exactly. You think, and see, this is where I think you should play him. You think he isn't looking at that schedule? Like, you know who Dustin Wolf is. You think he's looking at that scared, or do you think he's looking like, I want to play that game so bad?
Exactly.
And that's what we need more of in our organization is those guys who want to play the Oilers. That's what's pissing me off right now. We don't have Chucky anymore. We don't have Chucky saying, the more they tell me not to fight him, the more I want to fight him. We have all these guys who, like, we play the Oilers, and they're going with their limp dick effort, and they're talking about how, well, McDavid is the best player in the world.
And no. I really respect his skill.
Oh, yeah, we really respect him. And, you gotta be aware who's on the ice. Fuck them. Have zero respect for the Oilers. You have respect for the Oilers, and it shows on the ice when we get batted around like little pussies every time we play them. Anyways.
I think Jonathan Huberdeau's going to be noticeable.
Yeah, you think he's going to be jacked up to play the Oilers? No way.
Think you're going to notice him once, Toro? Drew, it'd be sure be nice if he tried to elevate his game to match McDavid.
Wouldn't it be nice to go toe-to-toe with McDavid?
Although I kind of feel like the Huberdeau train has passed us by here. Eh? Are we over it finally?
I don't know. We'll see.
Let's expect nothing.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, what, you had a multi-point period? Holy shit. Wow.
Holy shit, he actually looks like he belongs in the NHL. Wow, let's lay off.
Lay off. He's on pace for 50 points.
He's on pace for 50, boys. And girls.
I'd throw Wolf in there tomorrow. But, hey, what do I know?
So they go and they win 4 games straight. They lose to the Leafs. They'll probably lose to the Oilers. And then you got the gauntlet. The bad gauntlet.
Yeah, the gauntlet for us is the reverse gauntlet.
You have
the Bizarro World.
You have the reverse gauntlet. St. Louis, Columbus, and Chicago. I'm going to go ahead and say they lose 2 of those games.
Well, we lost to Columbus. Have we lost to Columbus? No, we haven't played Columbus this year. We lost them definitely twice last year. We haven't beat Chicago since 2022. So
I'll say we lose 4 straight. Lose to the Leafs, lose to Oilers, lose to St. Louis, lose to Columbus, and we'll beat Chicago. That's my prediction. You're laughing.
Yeah, sounds all right.
Yeah. Although they have been playing some good hockey. Let's see what they can do.
Just beat the Oilers. I don't care.
Just beat the fucking Oilers. Now, all right. Do we touch on these guys? Pelche, still not sure when he's back.
I thought he was going to be back a lot sooner. He's practicing, and then I don't think he's playing tonight in the Wranglers game.
Shillington?
No.
Did he play his first game?
Shillington's played. He's playing tonight. I think he played one other game. I think today is the last day of his conditioning stint in the AHL, so I think he'll have to be officially added to the roster after tonight.
Have you seen him play?
I watched the first game. I watched the game he played the other night in Calgary. He looked good. I think he tweaked his groin, okay. Kind of. But yeah, he looked good.
All right. And then, I mean, roster-wise, like, what do you fucking do with Dubé at this point?
Jeez. What's wrong with this guy? He's so bad. When did he get a point? When did he have? When did he make a good play last?
They go to where Blasty. Just so this guy
even
gets
in Blasty, he stinks. What's wrong with this guy?
Yeah, he's looking bad.
I don't know. Ready? I'd get Coronado up here, put him in possible spot. I don't know what you do with Dubé. Like, they scratch him that one game. What do you do?
Yeah.
No, send it like nobody can't. Like, nobody would take it. Like, I don't know. I think you just kind of like ride it out and it's useless. It's been really bad.
I don't know why there's always got to be. Hey?
Dude, he's got 7 points this year.
There's going to be like one or two guys that just fucking blow.
Like, he's so bad. And it's so weird because it's like, I've never been a big Dubé guy. Like, well, I've been a big Dubé guy, but his underlying numbers haven't really been encouraging. But he's been an effective. He's fast. He's skilled. He shows those flashes. He gets on some goal streaks. Go ahead, 45. Got it. 45 points last year. Back to back 18 goal seasons. And now he's got 3 goals and 7 points. Pretty weird for a 25-year-old.
Just a shell.
They were talking all summer. They should sign him to a 6x6. Yeah, right.
Probably offered it to him, man.
I'm sure they did. Stay, please. You love it here, don't you, Dylan?
You love it.
I've seen enough. I don't know. Rzeczka, man, that guy doesn't play with much of anything.
All right. I mean, okay, so I asked you the weekly question. Will this team make the playoffs? I laid it out there for you that I had a big if, and I said if, blah, blah, blah. I just want your straight up answers.
I still don't think so.
Around the same. Will this team make the playoffs?
I still don't think so. I don't think you're beating out. Oh, like, I don't think, like, Seattle has been playing really well lately. Arizona, like, I was surprised at how good some of those young kids in Arizona were. That Michelli kid he's a good player.
Cooley, they got some skill. They got speed. They got skill.
And they're a fun team to watch. So, I don't know. I still think LA is going to get it together at some point. Nashville, but I don't know. I still think you're going to be hard pressed to make the playoffs.
Yeah. All right, man. What do you want to wrap? Give us a closing thought.
Don't even just beat the Oilers. Beat them physically, mentally, spiritually. Can we just do that, please? I don't think it's within the fiber of most of these guys, but come on.
And for the love of God, could someone just injure McDavid?
Carried in by Coleman. Nice pass, Sharangovich. In front, scores on the backhand. Shorthanded goal. What a move by Sharangovich to make it 2-0 Calgary. One. Huberto with Sharangovich. Sharangovich scores! Second of the game for Sharangovich on a setup by Huberto, and the Flames restore their 3-goal lead. In front, they score. Hat-trick goal. Yegor Sharangovich on the power play. Sharangovich able to keep it in. 20 seconds left. He takes a look, shoots, and scores! Top shelf, Sharangovich in overtime. Another come from behind win in the third. And the Flames.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.